Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We will be holding our quarterly business meeting directly following this service. And in addition to the traditional agenda items that we will be discussing, we will also be addressing the feasibility of making an offer for an existing property to replace our present facility, and we need your input. So we encourage you to attend this meeting. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question concerning evangelism. Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, teaching from Revelation chapter 19. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will now be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 3, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. Continue our worship with hymn number 194, Ye Must Be Born Again.
Thank you.
stand now as we sing hymn number 197, Hallelujah, 'Tis Done.
Heavenly Father, we come today by your grace to meet together for the purpose of presenting thy word to thy people and worshiping you in a spirit and in truth. And we pray that as we fellowship together, as we raise our voices in praises, as we read the scripture, and as we meditate in those scripture, we pray that the blessings of God, that the knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty God be ours, and that we will be able to reason with ourselves, each one individually, and respond to you in whatever area we need to improve or to grow in the faith. Father, we are glad that you take care of our life in moments and difficult moments, and we are grateful to pray today for those who need help. Lord, for Mildred Plica, as she is heading on in October for the surgery, we pray that the doctor's hands be guided by you and that their wisdom in what to do and not to do be in their mind because you have enlightened them and our sister can be restored to fullness. Lord, we pray for Maria Silva today in her birthday, that she be recovered little by little, especially on her eyes as she had bleeding eyes. And so, Lord, we pray that the doctors will work intensively and things will be done properly. Thank you, Father, for improving her knees and being much and much help. For Anne Peretto, who is our dearly beloved lady from the very beginning almost of our church, and we pray that you give her strength, and especially as she has to go to the hospital, that she be able to adjust and get all things that she needed done. We thank you, Father, for our missionaries. Wherever they are marvelous. Carl and Ruth Knott in Spain. We just received a letter from him, and it's just wonderful to know the work that our brother is doing. Eusebio and Marisa Perez, as they develop their work in Malaga. David and Denise Rose, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Martha Poretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, and Jose and Diane Avila. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey. And Lord, we pray for perhaps a new project in Daniel's life that is coming up, and we pray for his meetings and for his dedication to perform his chaplainship on the racetrack. And then, Father, we pray for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Missions. Thank you for his letter, who clarified his missions on the board. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed our people, and our people are loving you in great measure, and so they provide for us in a marvelous way so that we can continue the gospel. We thank you for those in the radio ministry, live broadcast across the central area of California, and for their participation on the offering too, and for the internet broadcast who reaches even England and Korea. And so, Father, we pray that those people who are listening be convicted by the word of God and stand and grow in the faith. Also, we are grateful for their marvelous contribution. Reaches about 30% of our income every Sunday from people outside who has sent us the offering. And so, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for their love and for their desire to be a part, an active part in the ministry. Thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to broadcast live and the freedom to broadcast over the internet. And we pray that the word of God may open up the minds of people, that the Spirit of God will enlighten and teach people what your word really says. Thank you again for touching my life in a very special way last week and for the quick recovery that I have. And so, Father, thank you for being such a marvelous God who watch over our life. Now, Lord, thank you for the offering and thank you for God's people. So bless the offering and bless the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to remind people that we are doing some work on evangelism, and we have started on Wednesday. And so we are continuing on through on every Wednesday through most of November, and we would love for you to come and join us. If you missed this last Wednesday's study, we will have a repeat of that this afternoon at 3 o'clock or 3:30, and we would love for you to come and attend. We will be looking at the issue of evangelism and what it means, why do it, how do we do it, and we'll be taking a look at the way that Jesus did evangelism. I call it Luke 18 evangelism, which is bringing forth the testimony of the law. We'll be using some material developed by an organization called The Way of the Master, and it utilizes the law to bring forth, to help people to see the reality that they are sinners and in need of a Savior. We would love for you to join us. Chris and I will be teaching this material, and we look forward to hearing how the Word of God is working in your lives and the lives of your friends and family. God bless. Bye.
Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson, and thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1065. We will be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for giving us the scriptures where your character and purposes are recorded, so that we may know you in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to understand and believe this written record. We thank you and praise you that by your grace, not our effort, you have replaced our filthy rags of self-righteousness with the righteousness of Christ, so that we may live in your presence forever. We love you and are eternally grateful that you have first loved sinners like us. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to preach on this great parable. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding so that we may comprehend the greatness of your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?